Welcome to the America's Workforce Radio Podcast, the flagship production of the American Workers Radio and Podcast Network, where organized labor and its never-ending fight to protect the rights of the American worker come first. Now, presented by LIUNA, Laborers International Union of North America, here's your host, Ed Flash Ferens.
NLRB to Amazon. We need another union election in Alabama. What one union and one company are doing to vaccinate workers in America. And today on the show, Humana and Group Medicare and the United Labor Agency. Welcome to the Wednesday, August 4th edition of America's Workforce, where we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, as well as Pandora. One of our new sponsors will be joining us on the show today. No stranger, had him about a month ago. Eric St. Pierre is his name. He is an associate vice president for Group Medicare for Humana. And in that capacity, he deals extensively with Taft-Hartley funds, union-sponsored VEBA trusts, and other groups in both the private and public sectors that cover over more than 70,000 collectively bargain retirees. Humana has a dedicated group Medicare division, which includes labor relations reps and support staff that can assist you with designing retiree medical plans with or without prescription drugs for multi-employer funds and other labor-sponsored benefit arrangements that qualify for group Medicare benefit plans. So we're going to get into a pretty good discussion on what's available, a little bit different than general Medicare, and Eric is real good at explaining that difference. So he's going to be our first guest. Dave Meganhart, another sponsor of the show, will be joining us. Dave, Executive Director of the United Labor Agency, ulagency.org, very proactive in the Northeast Ohio community. And with that being said, he's going to talk about a Central Neighborhood Job Fair, which is going to happen on August 11th, and a virtual job fair a week after that, August 19th. And when it comes to training, seeking out the right jobs to connect the right jobs with the right people, that's where the UL agency comes to fruition. And Dave has been doing this for many, many years. And the agency has been around celebrating 50 years, started in 1971. So Dave Meganhart will be joining us later in the show. The National Labor Relations Board, a hearing officer, I should say, has recommended that a new union election be granted at the Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama. How about that? The recommendation was issued due to alleged voter intimidation tactics used by the company, Amazon, particularly its installation of a U.S. Postal Service mailbox in front of the warehouse that could have given the appearance that Amazon was involved in vote collection and counting. This was a huge issue during the campaign. A lot of the workers are scratching their head asking, why is this being allowed? Well, while the NLRB filing has not been released publicly, it has been confirmed by both the Retail Wholesale Department Store Union as well as Amazon. Now, here's the deal. The recommendation will go to the National Labor Relations Board Regional Director in Atlanta to issue a ruling on whether or not a new election should be held. So there's still some work to be done, and it's my understanding this could take several weeks. Tyson Foods, big company, has announced it will require vaccinations for its entire workforce of about 120,000 people by November 1. Frontline workers will be offered a $200 bonus as an incentive. Right now, under half the company's workplace is vaccinated. Tyson Foods is the first major company in the meatpacking industry, an industry notorious for its high rates of COVID-19 infection at the beginning of the pandemic, to require vaccinations. And Tyson Foods also recently agreed to pay chicken farmers $21 million as part of an antitrust litigation settlement due to the alleged role that Tyson played in driving down pay for chicken farmers. Screw the workers and screw the farmers that bring in the chickens. I tell you. Our shot, United Here's vaccination outreach campaign, has provided trusted information about the science and safety of the COVID-19 vaccines to more than 675,000 hospitality workers, their families, and their neighbors. The campaign partners with local health providers to offer vaccines through pop-up clinics, food distributions, and hiring and resource fairs. Unite Here's president is Dee Taylor. Dee says, we've asked and talked to Unite Here members about the issues they care about, emphasizing that vaccination is part of our union's ongoing fight for access to quality health care, that it's critical, a critical way for frontline workers to protect their families, and that it's key to rebuilding the hospitality industry and getting back to work. So we partnered with medical professionals and public health experts to host countless local and nationwide virtual forums and town halls, and to produce infographics and fact sheets to both share on social media and in the shop. I mean, they went the distance here to educate everyone. The campaign also combats misinformation about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine and encourages Unite Here's membership to get vaccinated with materials in 10 different languages. Taylor said Unite Here affiliates all around the country have adopted innovative approaches to promote vaccination and counter all the misinformation. Now, let's go to the food and commercial workers. Last week, that union said the new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention mask policy recommending that vaccinated and unvaccinated Americans resume wearing masks indoors in high transmission states is a very important step to increase frontline worker protections. Now, this comes amid a new explosion of infections from the COVID-19 Delta variant, which is 1,000 times more transmissible than earlier versions of the virus. And a new report shows that COVID-19 cases in this country have more than doubled in the past 2 weeks, and nearly two-thirds of U.S. counties now have elevated coronavirus transmission. Mark Perrone is the international president of the Food and Commercial Workers, and he said the new CDC mask policy is a critical step that sounds the alarm about the explosion in COVID Delta cases and makes clear that wearing masks indoors is critical to stopping the spread of this deadly virus. But the reality is that the CDC recommendation does not go far enough. A national mask mandate is the only way we can finally take control of this virus, and every retail CEO in the country must recognize that now is the time for all of us to mask up so we can keep our economy open and communities safe. That is starting to happen now. I know a number of grocery stores are starting to do that. Walmart, with their employees, announced over the weekend a mask policy. Not necessarily in the stores yet, but boy, that could happen any day now because things are getting really, really bad out there. After ratification of the Child Care Providers United Union's first contract with the state of California, over 40,000 child care providers in the state will now receive raises. The deal gives raises of at least 15% and also provides money for training and recruitment. The group of child care workers who provide services through a state subsidy program for low-income families had been fighting for the right to bargain for 15 years. 15 years. More than 60% of the workers in that sector are people of color. The city of Berkeley, California, has signed off on labor agreements for over 900 of the city's 1,400 workers, and these negotiations were notable for their unique public nature. negotiations were held in public forums and bargaining documents were publicly shared. One of the contracts includes wage increases and a reduction in new workers' pension contributions. The city council also approved an agreement to raise wages of city workers not represented by unions. How many times have you heard that unions lift all boats? Well, there's a good example there. Unfortunately, the unions did not win tying raises to inflation or extended health care coverage to currently uncovered members. And steelworkers have some good news today, too. They are reporting that workers have ratified a first contract with Google contractor HCL America, Inc., which covers about 65 employees who are based in Pittsburgh. Tom Conway, frequent visitor on the show, also the international president of the steelworkers, said the three-year contract improves wages, job security, and working conditions. He's quoted as saying, after close to 2 years of hard work, patience, and solidarity from our members at HCL, we are proud of what we achieved in this agreement. More than ever, our struggle with HCL shows that all workers deserve the protections and benefits of a union contract. Members of the USW Bargaining Committee said that HCL's treatment of workers illustrates why unions are more important than ever, and pointed out the consolidated complaint issued against the company by the NLRB over unfair labor practices. Boy, how many times has that happened around America? All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Group Medicare, a discussion with Eric St. Pierre at Humana.
This is America's Workforce. More shows available at awfradio.com.
It takes LIUNA to build North America's infrastructure. From roads and bridges to schools and skyscrapers, the men and women of LIUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America, build the projects we depend on. From constructing the Freedom Tower on the site of the former World Trade Center to untangling Washington, D.C.'s congested interstate, LIUNA members do the work that matters. Find out what it takes to be built by LIUNA at LIUNA.org. That's LIUNA.org.
America's Workforce is being brought to you in part by the Communication Workers of America.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with prostate, breast, or any other cancer after taking Zantac? You may be entitled to compensation. The trial lawyers at Kelly & Ferraro may be able to help you. Find us at KellyAndFerraro.com. Kelly & Ferraro. Trial lawyers.
Nurses, doctors, and caregivers at the VA are under attack. They face hostile management, callous agency heads, and an administration that's stomping all over their ability to speak up for our veterans. Unions are even being kicked out of their offices, a direct attempt to silence the voice of VA employees. When VA workers are under attack, veterans pay the price. Costly privatization and outsourcing will run rampant, meaning fewer services and worse quality of care for our nation's heroes. It's time to stand up for the workers who care for our veterans. Paid for by the American Federation of Government Employees.
America's Workforce appreciates our sponsor, the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council, who represents more than 18,000 workers from 19 affiliated local unions and district councils.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Ed Flash Ferens with America's Workforce.
And don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle, real simple, at AWF Union Podcast, at AWF Union Podcast. By the way, this next segment brought to you in part by the fine folks at the North Coast Area Labor Federation, all connected to the AFL-CIO. Let's go to line number one. Welcome back to the podcast and broadcast, Mr. Eric St. Pierre. And Eric is an associate vice president of Group Medicare at a giant healthcare group. We're talking Humana. And he's here to talk about the individual market and the group market. And there's a lot of education that needs to be done in this field, including myself. I learned a lot last time
that I had him on the show, and I hope to learn more today. Eric St. Pierre, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us once again.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's exciting to be here, and you sure sound making my job sound a lot more exciting than it is when you describe it. So, but I am excited. This is great stuff to talk about. I always love having this chat.
Yeah, I know you sell insurance. Okay, it sounds like a boring profession. Come on, you know, hey, at least in radio and broadcasting, I had some excitement with selling insurance. But hey, you know what? We need insurance. You get into an accident, we need insurance. You get sick, we need insurance. Let's get that point across. All right, let's do a little refresh here real quick on the company Humana. Giant company. Maybe you can give us a little background on the services that you provide. So go ahead.
Yeah, and great segue with the insurance discussion, because we are an insurer, and we're actually one of the top five health insurers in the nation. And have had a longstanding reputation of providing good quality services and security for folks who we support. But we are migrating away from being an insurer with elements of health to a health company with elements of insurance. And what that means is that we're continuing to migrate and build off the foundations we have of helping folks stay healthy, get quality health care, meet them where they need to be to get the best quality of life and the best well-being. We're largely invested, if you've heard anything about Humana, we're largely invested in the senior healthcare space. That's by far our biggest segment of our company. We also support the TRICARE program through the federal government. We support over 6 million members in that program as well. And we have quite a bit of Medicaid business and continue to grow there. But we have long been known as the senior healthcare company, and primarily supporting Medicare Advantage products in the individual market and in the group segment, supporting groups that still cover retiree healthcare benefits, which is where I work and as part of the leadership team.
Okay, we'll get into details on that, but why don't you explain to our listeners, we have an individual market and we have the group market. So let's start with the individual, because I know there's a lot of confusion there.
Yeah, and that's a great question, and you're spot on. I'll tell you, part of the reason I do what I do, all jokes aside, to bring some value to folks in their lives is to really help educate and it's the consultant in me, having done that for a long time in my career. But that's one of the areas that the question you ask is one that I'm regularly talking to folks about, whether they're asking it directly or indirectly, because they are very different markets of insurance products, as you pointed out at the beginning of our segment. And they're designed for different audiences. I'll give you an example. My father's in an individual market plan because he was an independent contractor and didn't have access to a group retiree healthcare plan. And so that market's really built for people like that who don't have access to a legacy group plan that an employer might have put in place for them. You know, what we do in the segment I work in here within Humana, we support those legacy employers who provided, you know, some sort of group retiree healthcare and want to continue to do so. But that individual market, which is really what people see and hear the most, because it's marketed very broadly, particularly starting in a couple months in October. It's the annual enrollment period that continues through December. And, you know, to be very blunt, I can't turn my TV on without seeing usually a Humana commercial or someone else's around the products that are marketed in that space. But that space, as I mentioned, is really specifically for folks who don't have coverage to a group retiree benefit program. To kind of flesh that out a little bit further, there are more and more of those from the private sector over the past 20 years. But, you know, a lot of the work I do here at Humana, working with the labor relations team and supporting a lot of legacy Taft-Hartley and Viva Trust and public sector clients who are still invested in group retiree healthcare, that's a whole different segment. And the two, while there is product overlap, the two are very different markets and different needs.
So what's the best advice you can give listeners here? Say they're in the individual market. Can they get access to the group market? And I would obviously there's benefits when you have a group, lower costs, I can assume. What's the process, Eric?
Yeah, well, as with most things in life, if you have a group plan, there's a buying power with being a bigger group. There's also customization and some other unique things that you can do. But to your question about specific individuals who don't have group coverage, that's usually very challenging to get, right? Unless you have an employer, or, you know, you just missed something when you were preparing for retirement and didn't notice you had a group plan available. Most folks, you know, if you're in the individual market, that's where you're going to be. And yeah. And to kind of start with that from that perspective, you know, that's a market that you do have to shop every year. It's very similar to folks who have, you know, auto insurance or homeowners insurance. It's a market that can change. In fact, it's you know, probably changes a lot more dynamically than those two product lines. So my suggestion for folks that are in the individual market is to make sure you understand what's available every year. The products, the costs, the offerings, you know, the benefit levels are going to change annually. Companies like ours and others in our space are regularly assessing what we offer in that market and changing those products to meet the needs of our consumers. So, you know, if you have, you know, my father, I'll go back to using him as an example. I do sit down with him every fall, and we look over what he's got, make sure it still meets his needs. It's probably the ultimate snapshot of consumerism in our society for folks who need to make sure they have some good coverage. Once reality is none of us, nobody I know anyway, is getting healthier as they age. We all have more and more health challenges, and you want to make sure that you have the right coverage just like anything else in your life.
Are you indicating in the group situation there's not as much change as the individual market? I just want to clear that up.
Absolutely. So you know, part of what I do and why I do it, why I came here to Humana, is because I have seen the great value that our Medicare Advantage and Part D plans can bring in a group setting. And that is another one of the value propositions for employers, trusts, any entity who's still supporting a group retiree health care benefit. Some of the values to them and to the retirees enrolled, one of them is exactly what you just said. The benefit coverage can stay consistent every year. Whoever the plan sponsor is, which sometimes is a municipality or a Viva Trust or an employer, a legacy employer, they choose what that benefit level is. They're able to customize it every year. So it doesn't have to be a standard plan that you see in the individual market. In fact, most of our plans that we support for our clients in the group segment are customized to match what their retirees have had over a period of time, sometimes collectively bargained benefits. And quite often, they're also passive plans, so they're allowing retirees to see any healthcare provider who accepts Medicare. So that's another big difference between the group plans and the plans that you see in the individual market, which often have a network component and limit access to care outside of a certain provider group. So there are some pretty specific differences in the offerings. Clearly being here and being in the role I'm in, I'm a proponent of the group offering for as long as a group can continue to sponsor it. And that's a large part of what we do. We, you know, our value in short is to help bring those quality benefits, do a good job of working with the healthcare providers who support retirees, working with the retirees and their families to make sure they're getting the care they need, which keeps the cost of the plan down and sustains those benefits for a longer period of time.
Well, you know, we're all creatures of habit, and as we get older, you know, we don't like change. You know, that is a fact. And when you talk about the individual market and changing, that's complicated and frustrating at the same time. So the group thing makes a whole lot of sense. Eric, I got to take a quick break here. Eric St. Pierre is joining us on our live line. He's with Humana. He's an associate vice president of the Group Medicare Division. More to come with him, and Dave Meginhardt will be joining us later in the show on behalf of the United Labor Agency.
You're listening to America's Workforce with Ed Flash Ferens.
It takes LIUNA to power North America with affordable energy. The men and women of LIUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America, have the skills needed to build and maintain oil, natural gas, nuclear, solar, and wind projects that are shaping America's energy future. From new energy tech to retrofitted facilities, LIUNA members do it all. Find out what it takes to be powered by LIUNA at LIUNA.org. That's LIUNA.org.
The United Steelworkers of America represent over 70,000 workers in the state of Ohio. Steelworker members enjoy the benefits of some of the best contracts of any workers in the world. Many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are members of one of the most effective democratic unions in our country. With the pressures unorganized workers are under in today's economy, you need to join them. So call the Steelworkers Organizing Office at 216-292-5683 or toll free at 1-800-443-3752.
Mesothelioma is a rare type of cancer caused by exposure to asbestos. If you are exposed to asbestos and have mesothelioma or lung cancer, the trial lawyers at Kelly and Ferraro may be able to help you. Find us at kellyandferraro.com. Kelly and Ferraro, trial lawyers.
Buildings, bridges, skyscrapers, and more. Structures that are the face of our cities and towns were built by members of the Iron Workers Union. That's why it's important that our workforce of over 130,000 iron workers continues to be the safest and best trained in the field. With 154 training centers, we invest over $90 million annually in safety and training. We're growing the next generation of union iron workers. There are so many reasons to put your trust in our iron workers and their employers. Learn more about us at ironworkers.org.
America's Workforce is sponsored in part by Boyd Watterson Asset Management, LLC. Find out more about our investment solutions tailored to meet the needs of Taft-Hartley funds at boydwatterson.com.
Now, back to America's Workforce. Here's Ed Flash Ferens.
And don't forget, we are available on five platforms. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, as well as Pandora. When you get an opportunity, just take a minute, sign up, receive our shows on a regular basis, and eventually give us a rating. We'd appreciate a five-star rating. We're getting more five stars, so obviously we must be doing something right here on America's Workforce. Let's go back to our live line and rejoin Eric St. Pierre, who's with Humana. And we're talking about group Medicare. And Eric, let's get into group Medicare and the audience we're trying to target here. And we're looking at the big guys and girls, I guess, that are managing these plans. And you know, when we talk about group Medicare, there's a lot of advantages, which we have touched on. But this has been around for a number of years. In fact, I mentioned earlier in the show that I guess the website even needs updating. We're at, over 140,000 collectively bargain retirees. I said, I think 70. So it seems to be growing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Medicare Advantage product itself is growing because it does bring some added value to retirees and their lives in general. But specifically in the group space, as we mentioned earlier, there's sustained savings here, you know, and there's some flexibility of customizing benefits. So, you know, if those who we work with have continued to grow, I actually, you know, part of my job is working with a lot of consultants in the industry as well. And I can tell you there's a few of them I work with who I think very highly of who say flat out, hey, if you know, if I'm working with a group that's still covering retiree healthcare benefits and they're not exploring this solution, you know, I'm really making sure that they do because of the sustained financial value and the sustained benefits that can come with it, as well as some of the, you know, the added benefits of fitness programs, discount programs, things that really bring added value to retirees' lives. So yeah, we continue to grow, and as you know firsthand, Nothing helps your business grow than word of mouth. Or quite honestly, if you're not doing a good job, completely the opposite. So I appreciated your hey, we'd love a five-star rating comment because that's quite often how we're growing. It's that uh-huh. same dynamic of folks spreading the word and saying, hey, these guys did a great job for us. They made it seamless. We've actually done some testimonials with some fund managers recently where you know they fleshed out and said, hey, Humana's been a great partner. They've delivered exceptional service. They've sustained the benefits and mitigated costs for us, which has helped us, you know, continue our commitment to our retirees for a quality healthcare program.
Well, basically, you're following the union model. I mean, there's strength in numbers. There's strength in collective bargaining. And obviously, with a group, it's like a group discount type of thing. So it's important. And I understand. With that being said, of course, it's going to grow.
you're able to get better rates and probably more services for individuals. So you're in the right place at the right time, especially there's so many people. What is it, 10,000 people turning 65 every day, something like that?
Yeah, over 10,000 who are aging into Medicare every day. And it's a great point. Yeah, absolutely. So one thing I didn't mention that's really relevant here is what we do, the services we bring, the program we bring through Medicare Advantage and Part D plans is regulated by the federal government. So, you know, we're working on supporting Medicare beneficiaries who have health care benefit programs. And so you hit it right in the head. The federal government being who they are and making sure and regulating what we're delivering into a Medicare retiree space, it's highly regulated. So they're making sure that, you know, we're delivering on the quality that we commit to. We're not able to provide benefits that are, they minimally have to be as good as traditional Medicare or better. And in the group space, you know, as you pointed out, we are leveraging that buying power. We're leveraging some of the flexibility the government gives us to do a passive plan. We're providing comparable and almost always much better benefits, and we have the ability to customize them. So when working with a group, and whether they're collectively bargained or otherwise, who's moving into our space, one of the exercises we're often doing, particularly when I'm working with consultants, is, well, let's make sure we're at least minimally matching the benefits that you're bringing to the table or improving them if we're able to. And we're able to put forward a proposal. It's a fixed financial cost, which caps out the liability for the fund as well. It helps bring predictability. And as I mentioned, we've sustained that financial value in the offerings we bring to the table. One of the things I'm most proud of that we've done since I've been here is we did an analysis over 5 years of our clients. And, you know, on average, they were only paying a little over $3 per retiree enrolled per month than they were 5 years previously for the same benefits. So it makes me feel good, to be very honest. You can't tell it in my voice that, you know, this is, as we joked about at the beginning of our discussion, you know, you work in insurance, you try to pull the feel goods when you can get them. And this is one of those areas where, you know, it's largely why I came and joined Humana and what we do here, because of the great value we can bring to folks who still want to support a quality retiree healthcare program for folks that they committed to when they were working.
So, Eric, with that being said, does Humana have an exclusive on this group Medicare? Because it seems like a great idea, and it's obviously growing, and you're getting a lot of buy-in on these union funds. What's the status of that right now?
No, that's a great question. And no, we're not exclusive in this space. As you can imagine, I've really talked about the great value here for everybody, including us as a company. You know, this is a good business model to be in, and allows us to leverage our expertise. And clearly, I think Humana is the best. I have no problem blatantly saying that. That's why I came here. I have been around and seen our competitors as well, and I do think Humana is the best in this. But we're not exclusive. And very bluntly, that's a good thing. I'm not a proponent of anything in our society being exclusive. I think competition only breeds, you know, better results for the marketplace. But we are one of the top three in this space. And as I mentioned at the beginning of our discussion, you know, this is where we're really focused. We're really known as a senior care benefit company. We are heavily invested here. This is our expertise. We have a dedicated segment, the group segment that I work in. We have dedicated folks. That's all we do here. So some of the unique differences between us and others who do this in the market is, you know, this is all we do. Every day, all day, when I get up and my peers who work in our segment, you know, this is all we're working on, is making sure we're bringing our best forward for all these groups who support retiree health care. So we are not exclusive. It's a good market. I can tell you, you know, a lot of the folks that we work with, a lot of our clients and even some who are with our competitors, we have really good relationships with, and they're able to make sure they're getting a good deal in the market. It's something that, again, near and dear to my heart, having been a consultant, I think it's great that there's opportunities for folks to make sure they're getting the right partner and getting the best value for their plan.
Well, you mentioned you concentrate on senior health, and I get that part. You also said earlier you're in the TRICARE and Medicaid market. We got a couple of minutes left. Can you give us a little glimpse into that?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of synergies here, to be very honest. What we're delivering in the senior care space, again, is a customized model. It works with we work very closely with healthcare providers. They're the ones making the decision on the care that people are getting. But we're, you know, as I mentioned, we're migrating away from being an insurance company with elements of healthcare to more of a support delivery model of care, and working with folks to make sure that our the patients they have who are members in our plans are getting the care they need. And those are the foundations we built our TRICARE and Medicaid programs off of. And TRICARE, it was a very competitive procurement that we were able to succeed and win through the federal government to support their program for over 6 million folks from pretty much from the center of the country east. And, you know, it's the same foundational support to mechanisms of engaging and helping people get what they need for care and health and well-being. The Medicaid space, very much, at least one man's perspective, very similar foundations in delivering good quality care there. It's folks who need customization and engagement to help them stay as healthy as possible. A lot of the unique dynamic socioeconomic and healthcare conditions that those folks have really require some customization to make sure they're getting the care they need and meeting them, you know, where they are, not standardizing and trying to pound the square peg into a round hole. So we continue to build those out, diversifying our portfolio. You know, but of course, again, you know, being the senior healthcare company, it all comes back to Medicare Advantage for us. And that's really what we're known for in the industry, as being our bread and butter.
Very good. Lots of ground cover there. Once again, Eric St. Pierre, Associate Vice President of Group Medicare on behalf of Humana. Eric, I'm going to wrap it up here. What's the best advice you can give for people that want to get in touch with you to talk more about Group Medicare? What would that be?
Absolutely. I would love nothing more. If any folks can't tell from this segment and the prior one, this is what I've really committed my life to, and hopefully supporting people and helping them make the best decisions. So I would suggest give me a ring. My number is 860-841-7233. I'm glad to talk to anyone about this or anything else related to our industry. Again, you know, I've done a lot of consulting in my life and really do enjoy connecting with folks, helping them make informed decisions. I really think that's a strong value for anybody in life, is to make the best informed decisions. And while I've been pretty open about how great I think Humana is, and I live and breathe it and see it every day, I'm glad to have chats with anyone about anything and make sure they're getting what they need. So I would welcome anybody to give me a ring. I'm glad to connect you with any of our exceptional folks over here, including the labor relations team, who helps support a lot of the union brothers and sisters throughout a lot of vehicles across the country as well. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time today.
All right, Eric, again, that number is 860-841-7233, 860-841-7233. Eric St. Pierre, Associate Vice President, Group Medicare for Humana. You take care, my friend. Very good job. And hopefully that phone will ring and, you know, you'll get some more clients on your side. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Likewise, you stay healthy. It was always a pleasure speaking with you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Dave Meganhart on behalf of the United Labor Agency coming up next.
This is America's Workforce.
It takes LIUNA to keep America running. Over 70,000 public employees are part of LIUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America, delivering critical services such as health care and emergency response, as well as maintaining roads and sanitation systems. Even the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, representing over 47,000 U.S. postal workers, is affiliated with LIUNA. Find out what it takes for LIUNA to keep America running at LIUNA.org. That's LIUNA.
The Heat and Frost Insulators and Allied Workers are proud to be a title sponsor for America's Workforce Radio. The Insulators Union is leading the way in the mechanical insulation industry, fire stopping, and infectious disease control. Regarded as North America's energy conservation specialists, these professionals are known for their professional work and dedication. You can learn more about the Insulators Union at insulators.org.
There is unity and strength for workers.
We are the USW.
We are the USW.
The United Steelworkers.
The largest industrial union in North America.
We represent 850,000 members in the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean.
We work in metals,
rubber,
chemicals,
paper,
oil refining,
atomic energy, and the service sector.
We are steelworkers, standing strong and fighting for what's right.
Chris LaGrange here, host of UCOM Live with Chris LaGrange. News, talk, sports, and workforce politics. The fastest growing podcast on, in, and around the internet. Join us live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter with archives on UCOMLive.com. Our loud and colorful panelists bring you current events like no other. So follow and subscribe today wherever great podcasts are found.
Now, back to Ed Flash Ferentz with America's Workforce.
And, of course, we're on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle, real simple, AWF Union Podcast, AWF Union Podcast. Before we get to Dave Meginhart, just want to talk a little bit about equal pay, pay equity. Yesterday, August 3rd, was a significant day because that marks how long a black woman in the U.S. must work into the new year to earn what a white man earned the previous year. So it's 1 year, 7 months, and 3 days for a typical black woman. That's how much she has to work to equal 365 days for a white guy. And if you spread that out over a lifetime, it's estimated that black women lose more than $1 million in earnings due to the pay gap over their careers. That's amazing, just amazing to me. Now, for white women, I believe that date was like in April. So that would be like a year and 3 months, maybe 3.5 months. But you can add a year and 7 months and 3 days for a black woman in America. Boy, that's got to change. That's got to change. Let's go to our live line and welcome back to the show. One of our sponsors, a great guy who's trying to help people connect with good jobs, Dave Meginhart, on behalf of the United Labor Agency, celebrating 50 years, started in Cleveland, Ohio in 1971, the year I graduated from high school. That's scary in itself. Dave, welcome back to the show. And isn't that an amazing statistic that you just heard?
It sure is. I mean, it's devastating. It really shows the inequality of the economy and, you know, just how far we have to go to try to put equity back in, you know. And, you know, again, you know, this show is dedicated to, you know, the labor movement and unions, but it really shows that the you know, the need of a unionized workforce to be able to have collective power. You know, black women, black men, white women do better with unions, and they either their pay gap, while it's not by any stretch of imagination, it doesn't close all the way, but it is significantly better in a unionized workforce. And, you know, I hope the country, you know, as we, you know, have a president now that's talking positive, probably more positive about unions than any president I've ever heard. Maybe we can change the conversation, and maybe, you know, maybe that statistic, we can close it over time. But you have to have collective bargaining power to be able to do it. Nothing is ever given. You know, they're not. It's just the companies are not going to just change on their own. It's just not going to happen. It never has.
Nope. You know, it's funny you bring that up because labor is doing a lot of outreach. It's because of the PRO Act. They want to get the PRO Act passed, protect the right to organize. And they came out with some numbers on that. If you're involved in a union, 11.2% more in wages than non-union. 96% have employer-sponsored health care coverage. 93% have paid sick leave, and 79% have pensions. That's what you call the union difference. Big difference, right, to your point.
Right, and especially that last, the last part, but pensions, you know. I always think of this, like my dad worked in for B.F. Goodrich in Akron. He's a rubber worker for 40-some years. And he retired in his early 60s. He died when he was 91. He had a pension for over 30 years, right? And it was not, Goodrich was long gone from Akron. You know, rubber had pretty much ceased in the area completely, but that pension lasted. It allowed him to live with dignity for those 30 years after all that hard work. And it was, again, collectively bargained during the good times, right? So those workers, you know, they could have taken more money early, you know, when they were working, or they could have cashed out, but they thought ahead. The unions thought ahead. They took care of the retirees, and it, you know, allowed everyone, you know, that worked there to live in dignity and have a good retirement. And those are the, you know, those are the things you worry about when you don't have a pension, and you, you want to hope that you have enough, you know, discipline to be able to save money. But there's always another bill, right? There's always something else. And to put that money away, or to have the money put away for you, is such a huge, it's such a huge thing. Because when you're 20, you don't necessarily, you know, you're not thinking when you're 80, how am I going to live? Right.
So, oh, yeah, that it's a very, very important point, and you don't learn that until many, many years later in life. So I'm glad you brought that up. Well, you wanted to talk about some job fairs, and I see you have one on August 11th and then a virtual one a week after. So why don't you explain what's going on here?
Yeah, so in coordination with Cuyahoga County, we're going to put on a job fair at the Friendly Inn, which is in the central neighborhood of Cleveland, on August 11th. It's our first live event, you know, since, you know, the pandemic began. So we want to give it a shot to see who can, you know, people will show up. We're going to have over 20 employers there. And we're looking for, you know, pretty much all ranges, from manufacturing to healthcare, even IT jobs. The United Labor Agency itself is hiring. So if you want to work in, you know, with helping people get jobs and helping them with new careers, the ULA, we have several openings. You know, the same thing that is happening to a lot of employers is happening to us even. You know, a lot of, there's a lot of opportunity for people. So staff are moving on, they're getting different jobs, they're moving out of state and that kind of thing. So we, you know, we find ourselves are, you know, recruiting heavily for people. But I think it's, you know, it's a good test. It's a good way to get in front of a lot of employers and interview. It's, you know, if you live in the central neighborhood, that's great. You know, because it's easy to get to the Friendly Inn, but it's open to everybody, and it's, and they're all good employers. It's not, they're employers that are scattered throughout Cuyahoga County. And I, you know, it's the time, right? I mean, we talk a lot about, you know, what's happening with the pandemic, but I think if you're vaccinated and, you know, you have a reasonable chance of, you know, social distancing and, you know, you wear a mask and that kind of thing, it, you know, it's the time to go back to work, right? It's the time because there are so many jobs out there at this point. So every employer is looking for workers, you know, sort of desperately. The labor shortage is real, and it is just getting kind of worse. So it's a good time to look for work. It's a good time to think about what you want to do with your career and changing careers, even if you are in a job that you don't like. And now is the time. So that's why we're putting on the job fair. You can find out about it, you know, at our website. We've put it up on what's it's called www.omjcc.us. It's all, you know, and you can register for it there. But it's going to be kind of exciting to see, you know, again, to have like a live event and to see people again and, you know, try to get them to into back into new careers. You know, our building's open and two at 1910 Carnegie. And what we're seeing is we're seeing more people come in now too. I think as the summer's winding down and as schools are about to reopen, people are, you know, feeling comfortable looking for work. It's almost like a flower opening, you know, it's like it's sort of, everything's kind of coming back to life. There's threats on the horizon with the Delta variant, but, we kind of feel that, you know, that people are, you know, obviously have in a better position now to look for work. So that's why we're putting on the job fair. But we also were putting on a virtual job fair a week later. Those are very popular with everybody. Same thing. You can go to the website, omjcc.us, and find out about that and how to register. Again, with that, we have over 80 employers. And it's very simple. You register, you log on. Everything's virtual. You can go to the different booths and talk to representatives from all the companies about what job openings they have and you know, what benefits they offer and what their salaries are, and interview, you know, with multiple employers without leaving your home. And so that's always been very popular. We, you know, we've been doing these, you know, since the pandemic, you know, kind of began. And we find that people do get interviews, they do get jobs, and it's one of the important ways that, you know, in this virtual world right now, that people can connect. So we'll continue to do these. I think that even if we went back to normal, then we would, you know, we would be still doing it because I think it's been popular and it's just another way. You know, for us in ULA, is that, you know, we're throughout our 50-year in existence, you know, 50 years of existence, we, you know, we're about helping people and trying to find the best opportunities that we can for people. And, you know, any way we can do that, you know, we will. So we'll continue the virtual stuff as well as live.
Well, the job fairs are good, but Dave, as you well know, there's a lot of people, especially the frontline workers, hospitality, trucking. Boy, trucking is ridiculous. They're talking about loosening up the immigration situation right in the country to bring people from overseas because that's why goods aren't being shipped right now. But right, what about the training that's needed? And I know you have a history of helping people get the skills that they need to get the job that they want.
Right.
Where are we with that right now with
right
the ULA?
So, I mean, so we have a new allocation of money that started in July, and we can write lots of individual training accounts. We had a very successful year last year. We did over 700 people. So what that means is 700 people came in and we were able to connect them to vocational schools, to Tri-C, to private institutions to upgrade their skills. And it's very important, right? So if, again, if you want to change careers, if you're in a dead end job, now is the time also to do that. All right. So we can, you know, so what happens is it's a very simple process. Somebody comes in, they kind of find out where they are, what skills they have, and then we find out what they're, you know, what they want to do. And then we will set them up with a school and it's all free. And, you know, we have great placement rates. And when you're talking about truck driving, that's always very popular. I don't think we could train enough truck drivers, but everybody that goes through CDL, gets a job. I mean, it's they get multiple job offers, but we also have manufacturing training. We have, which, you know, manufacturing careers are, you know, they're great careers, right? They pay more than the average and you can have a wonderful, career in manufacturing. Healthcare, if you're of that bent, if IT, we have a whole range of, training options for people to upskill.
Okay. Let's drive people to that website that you mentioned. It's omjcc.us, and OMJ, Ohio, means jobs. omjcc.us. You want to get some more information on the United Labor Agency, just go to ulagency.org. And as Dave indicated, there's a lot of opportunities right now. You just got to kind of connect the dots. And if there's something you're in, maybe you're in a position right now you don't like, there's something out there I'm sure that you might like. And if you need the training, it's free. There's a lot of good things happening right now. And if you haven't noticed, wages are going up. That's another good thing because of the labor shortage in America. So we'll leave it on that note. Well, you take care, my friend. And
and we'll be checking in with you in 2 months, okay?
Okay, great talking to you. Thanks.
All right, Dave Meganhart, Executive Director of the United Labor Agency. That's it for another edition of America's Workforce. Coming up tomorrow, our segment with Kelly and Ferraro, the trial attorneys, and Senator Sherrod Brown will be calling us. Until then, all of you have a safe and wonderful day.
That concludes another episode of the America's Workforce Radio Podcast. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you never miss a show. America's Workforce is a production of Labor Tools and BMA Media Group. Find out more information online at labortools.com.